Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. Steve Miggs.
Yes.
I know that we're already kind of breaking the rules a little bit because we're talking about, you know, our unwrapped acoustic holiday before Halloween has even started. You know, Yes. We're already a bit in the Christmas spirit.
We haven't even gotten to Thanksgiving
No. In
our big Turkey Day concert that we're doing. No, I'm kidding.
But something in the holiday spirit is happening up north. Do you have any guesses what it is?
Are they starting to put the lights up at the Tulalip Casino?
I'm so excited. I was driving home yesterday and I saw a whole bunch of these, like, I don't know what you call them, like a telescoping boom truck. That's maybe
what
Barrett would. Barrett would tell me that. They're all up in the trees. They're wrapping them up. You could already see the glow of the purples and the blues and the reds. And I was getting real excited.
Okay, I think this is our year. Not Mariners going to the World Series, but I think this is our year that my family gets in the car. Maybe we meet up with you guys and we go walk around. I need to check this out because I keep hearing about it.
It's so much fun. And they even do a little ice skating rink too, which I know you're obviously a very, very good ice skater. And your daughter's pretty darn good too.
I'm okay.
Doing the least out there.
I can get forward and backwards enough so I don't hurt myself. But yes, I know she loves ice skating. I've only seen it once, maybe twice, coming home from Canada from like a wrestling trip late at night. And it totally stopped me in my tracks. Not stopped me, but like I had to look over. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's stunning.
But I want to stop and actually go walk through it.
All right, we're doing a field trip this year.
Hell yeah.
Are you ready for the Daily Migs download?
Let's go.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is my day, baby. It's Eat a Pretzel Day.
With dipping sauce.
It does not say that. It just says eat a pretzel day. So I don't know. Maybe I'll go to the mall, go to Annie Ann's.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll swing by Safeway and just get one of those JJ Super Pretzels that you throw into like either your toaster oven or whatever. However you like to enjoy your pretzel.
Yes, please.
But let's make it happen. Man, you know what? Shout out to the Seattle Kraken because at least they're keeping the disappointment when it comes to Seattle sports going this week as they lost to the Washington Capitals yesterday. 4-1. Not a good game for our Seattle Kraken. It's okay. It's early in the year. Rough road trip to start off for these guys. Jaden Schwartz didn't score a goal. Alex Ovechkin got an assist, but not a goal. He still remains 2 goals shy of 900.
Dang.
They're at Winnipeg on Thursday night, so let's go Kraken.
Well, speaking of hockey, Seattle's brand new WHL hockey franchise has just shown off their brand new first ever uniforms. It's a combo of dark green, blue, and cream.
It's green and cream, baby.
Green and cream, and it's all inspired by the beautiful colors of the Pacific Northwest landscape, and they wanted to kind of have it pair up nicely with Seahawks and Mariners colors. So a couple of the stars, Hillary Knight and Corinne Schroeder, are the ones that unveiled these new jerseys, and we're still waiting on the name of the team, but we're going to find out real soon what it's going to be, and they will hit the ice for the very first time on November 28th at Climate Pledge Arena.
First off, we have to go to a game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so fired up to see these ladies on the ice. Secondly, have you seen the jersey?
They are awesome. I want one. You know me. I mean, I don't invest in jerseys the way that you and Danny do, but this one is
I don't think anybody really does.
Shut up and take my money with these guys.
I do like it. It's very traditional. And I'm paraphrasing, so maybe I got a little bit of this information wrong. But apparently what is it called the PWHL?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah.
PWHL.
Okay. What they do when they have a new team is that you just rock a jersey with your city's name on it. Because I guess Vancouver also has the same thing. It just says Vancouver across.
Nice.
They look similar in like the font and all that. And that's just like a nod to the old days of the original six.
Very cool.
And then once they announce their team name, I think season two is when they have then the logo. It's almost like you're like a prospect in this hockey gang.
I love that.
Yeah, all in all, but yeah, we're supposed to have the team name in November, I believe.
So exciting.
Yeah, that's very cool. Also exciting, and we saw it at the South Center Mall, which is what is it called? Westfield South Center in Tukwila, that Toys R Us is back, and they're officially back in the game. They're opening 30 new stores, and they're hoping to have them all open by the end of 2025, including the new one here at in South Center.
We are so back.
But here's the weird thing. I don't know if it's like we're keeping it forever or if it's like one of those spirit Halloween style things, because apparently a bunch of these stores are just pop-up holiday shops, and I believe that's what they listed.
Oh, no!
The South Center one. So if you're thinking about going and taking your kid to kind of have some nostalgia moments and walk through a Toys R Us store again, it's great. It's not the same size. It's inside the mall, but still better than having it in a corner at a Macy's.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to do it before the holidays are over.
For sure.
Which makes sense. I mean, you're going there to get a bunch of Christmas gifts for your kids anyway.
And for me.
Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 61 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
So just a couple moments before we got the show going, we got a very random text message, Steve. What did it say?
It said, hey guys, what do you think I should do? I won Seahawks tickets through work, but I don't know who I should take, my husband or my dad. They're both huge fans. What would you do?
So we texted her back to see if she was available to jump on with us, and her name is Alicia. We're going to chat with her all about this predicament at 6:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Steve Miggs.
Yes.
You said that we got a text from a Seahawks fan who is apparently in need of our help for some reason.
Yes. First thing this morning, I see this text. I was like, oh, we need to talk to this person. The text said, hey guys, what do you think I should do? I won Seahawks tickets through work, but I don't know who to take. my husband or my dad. They're both huge fans. What would you do? Neither. Take Steve Meigs.
Problem solved.
Or Tyron Daly.
I would totally, I'm available that day.
We're givers.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Alicia is the one that texted us, and Alicia joins us now. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
Well, first off, congratulations on winning Seahawks tickets. That's very exciting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you win? So you won them from work or like a raffle? Like, how did you win these tickets?
Yeah, there was a raffle at work. This is like the best thing work has ever done for me.
It's the job perk. Seahawks, let's go. So which game is it for?
Cardinals on November 9th. The seats are amazing, and they get field access before the game.
Dude, your enthusiasm is off the roof. I get it.
So, Alicia, I know you said that you're trying to decide between taking your husband or your dad. Can you tell us a little bit about each of them and their fandom?
Yeah, so basically, I grew up in, like, a Hawks household. Everyone loves the team. My dad loves the Hawks. Like, my brother's name is Steve. Like, that's how much he loves the team, like Steve Largent.
Yeah. No, not Steve Meigs.
That's Steve.
Yes. So your brother's name is Steve.
So this is, like, you know, another example of how obsessed my family is. My husband is equally as obsessed with this team. Like, he cried when they won the Super Bowl. When have I seen him cry? Not that much. He has a Seahawks tattoo.
Nice. Like,
I don't know what to do because everyone's obsessed with the Seahawks.
Alicia, it's funny, but when we just started talking, the text line is just being flooded now with people that already have opinions on it. I haven't even heard you explain what's going on. One person said, you have to take your dad. He's the one who probably got you into the Seahawks in the first place. You can always do something fun, something else that's fun with your husband later on.
I see my husband every day. You know what I mean? Like, I have to wait. I lay down and wake up next to that man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I don't know what to do.
And then you're going to have to watch more Seahawks games in the future with them, and you know he's going to bring it up every time. So it said, honestly, take your husband. You probably do more day-to-day life stuff with him, and sharing that game day energy could be a great memory for both of you.
Ooh. Steve, okay, so to our Steve, not her brother Steve, what are you feeling right now?
Oh, man, who would I take, her dad or her husband?
Based on what you know so far about these two guys, yeah, who do you think would be the pick?
Oh, man, it's hard because I did not grow up with my parents did not get me hooked onto sports. So my first thought would be, I'll take my wife, 100%. But, like, I think about someone like you with your dad and your mom being, you grew up in a sports household.
Yeah.
I mean, that's even one person texts in saying, taking your dad, record a video of him walking into the stadium for the first time, walking onto the field. That's a memory that'll last a lifetime. I'm leaning towards dad, even though, like, I mean, Alicia brought up a good point. She's got to see her husband all the time. This is one of those, like, first world problems, of course, but... What about you?
I'm kind of with you right now. I'm kind of leaning toward the dad, but that's just because I'm thinking of my own father and my own sports fandom growing up.
And you don't like spending time with Brad anyway.
No,
so,
I'm oversaturated with that guy for sure. But I do feel like if I told Brad, like, hey, I got tickets and I'm taking my dad, I think Brad would be supportive of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe Brad would be disappointed in me if I did that. So,
Alicia, is there anyone that, like, are you leaning more towards the husband?
I have been so back and forth, and honestly, when you mentioned, like, filming the dad coming to the stadium, I'm like, oh no, should I bring my dad?
And
I just am so back and forth. I think it's like a lose-lose, except that I get to see the Hawks.
Yeah, you're the only one winning in this situation. have both your husband and your dad, did they know you have the tickets? Are they both kind of already, like, trying to twist your arm?
They do know, and I think the hints are starting to escalate, and that's kind of why I was hoping that I could get some totally outside opinions.
Alicia, out of curiosity, do you think that your husband and your dad would be good sports and we could maybe chat with them about this?
Oh, yes. Yes. Can we do that?
Oh, yes, of course we can.
We can do anything we want.
We make the rules here. One person even said you should have both on pitching their case to the Rockaholics.
I love that idea. We could turn it into like a courtroom. Everybody gets to make like their, you know, their final statements.
Are you bringing a gavel?
Yeah, absolutely.
So are you the judge?
Oh, don't put that on me.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be on the dad's bad side or the husband's bad side. Alicia, tomorrow at this time, we think we could maybe try to get them both on?
I would love that. I would love to have someone else.
I was about to say, that way she can wash her hands of the whole thing. If a husband gets mad, dad gets mad, you're like, look, those idiots on KSW are the ones who picked which one can go to the game. It's not my problem anymore.
Yeah, it's the radio's fault. Sorry.
Perfect.
The Daily Mix Show.
Alicia has got to figure this out. Who she's going to take to the Hawks game, her husband or her dad? And her dad's the one that got her into the Hawks. So what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. Whether it is a sports thing, music, anything, who got you hooked on something that you are now a huge fan of? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we'll take those calls after Foo Fighters. Rockaholics, whether it be sports, music, anything, we want to know who got you hooked on it. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call and the number to text. And this is all stemming from a caller that we just chatted with earlier named Alicia. Yes. She's trying to figure out, big predicament, who is she going to take to the Hawks game that she won tickets for, her husband or her dad? And her dad's the one that got her into the Hawks.
Right, but she's married to her husband, so she's a little torn. And the texts are just insane. I mean, although I do love, there's a lot of people texting and saying that they're her dad and their number has changed, but just text her the tickets and they're good to go.
We have a bunch of people that want to talk Alicia, a bunch of people that want to talk who got you hooked on the thing you're obsessed with. 206-803-ROCK. Let's start with Katie in DuPont. Katie, who got you into the thing that you're really into?
It has to be my mom. I'm a music teacher, and she gave me my love of singing and playing piano and anything musical related. So she is the reason I'm doing this, and it's awesome. As far as your Alicia friend, here's my twist to it.
Okay.
I say, take neither of them. Take your best girlfriend and go have a good time.
Well, I mean, you're making it sound like she's not going to have a good time with her husband or her dad.
But it's not fair that either of them stress her out over this awesome opportunity that she has.
That's a very good point, Katie. Thank you.
Katie with the none of the above vote. I like that.
206-803-ROCK. Dell, you are in Bothell this morning. Who got you hooked on the thing, whether it's sports, music, anything?
Music, Jimi Hendrix got me into that. And sports, I've been a sports fan since I can remember.
Okay, nice. I'm getting the vibe that you're more calling about Alicia and her issue.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you feel?
Well, I think she should take the pressure off herself and put it on them. You get them in a room, you say, hey, Dad, I got two tickets, so I'm going to take one of you. Discuss. You guys decide. And let them see if they're going to be gracious. Oh, son, you go. Or, hey, Dad, you go. Or, hey, screw you, man, I'm going, and you know, take a hike. Or, just let them figure it out between the two of them, and that takes all the pressure off.
Bill, you had me concerned for a second. I thought you were going to say, put him in the room and whoever comes out alive gets to go to the game.
It's a little fight club.
Like, what is happening here?
Mike, you're in Gig Harbor. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about who got you into what, or do you want to talk about the tickets?
Talk about the tickets.
Okay. What's up, Mike?
So, being a dad, I would never ask my daughter to pick her husband or pick me over her husband. I know marriage is a long term, and it takes a lot of effort, and I wouldn't put her in that position. That said, I could tell she's an uber Hawks fan, and this might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for her, but she has the upper hand. She's got the golden ticket.
She does.
I know she needs something from dear old dad that's too big of an ask that she could get, and her husband, she's been nagging him for a long time to get something done, and she could get both of these accomplished by giving each one of those men those tickets, and she could forego the game. It would be terrible for her, but she's got the upper hand here.
Yeah, I know. I keep leaning towards, because the fact that there's field access, that's a lifelong memory with the person that got you hooked on the team. I'm leaning towards dad.
I'm leaning towards dad, too.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of it tomorrow, Steve.
That's very true.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat the great Steve Miggs at his own game? His record right now is 331 wins, 110 losses, and 97 ties in 2025. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.